It's been a tough weekend for Fine Gael and Donegal. I think the collective have spoken and they've made their decision. Obviously, you know, we were without a TD for the last 2 years as Joe had stepped away from the party, which probably didn't help. And in relation to maybe, again, having the people to on the ground to maybe speak for ourselves as a party was probably missing as well. So, yeah, we have to take a lot of lessons from today and we have to go back and we have to look at things and see where we go from here. Look, naturally, I'm disappointed on a personal level as well, because obviously I would have wanted to be elected a TD to go into government for the people of Donegal. As a business person, I've been here, you know, all my life, and it's something that I'd be very passionate about. And I did mention maybe even on the Highland debate about the defector concrete block and that, and I'd studied a lot of things on that, and I actually asked and I actually got the 6 month review from at the time Antisha Simon Harris, and we looked at the fishing industry as well, and I got it into the manifesto there with a lot of help from their councillor Manus Boyle and Gilly Beggs. So there was a few issues like that that I was hoping to be able to bring to Dunfermline from Donegal and to fight for all the issues that Donegal deservedly need and deservedly you want them to get.